This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean, getting skinny here in Michigan. But I'll tell you what, folks, what we do is every time I preach, I fast throughout the day and the night, and then I eat at night. So we're just getting skinny. It's good to be out here, folks. As they say, people say, I should say, when people say, Bradley, look at all the stuff that you've done. It's amazing that you've done so much. I feel that I haven't done anything. But I do have to say this, friend, so people can understand that grace that strives, as Paul talked about, the man responsible for penning the New Testament, two-thirds of it, inspired by the Holy Ghost, of course. But Martin Luther comes to my aid on top of piggybacking the comments made by Paul, the writer of the New Testament, where if I rest, I rust. It's absolutely true, friends. If I rest, I rust. What I'm going to show you really quick here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Yesterday we were in KPAC, Michigan. Had a lot of fun there. A lot of good people there in the state of Michigan. All of you Michiganites, all of you people across the country, you have to understand one thing, and if I can message this to you, it's more important than anything else I can say right now. Everybody's saying the same thing. You need to cross lines. You need to cross over into other groups and to begin to bind arms with one another and hold firm to the course in which you're on. Because people, again, all over the state, all over the United States of America are saying the exact same things. People need to begin to communicate. That is very important that you understand that. Why, Bradley? Because you're all saying the same thing. The media is trying to divide you. Friends, I'm here to remind you that the mainstream media has lost the narrative. They lost it a long time ago. And this is why they're using the CIA and other unconstitutional agencies to create domestic insurrection. And that's why your borders are wide open as well, friends. But we'll get to that in just a little bit here. I do want to let you know that we were at KPAC yesterday in Michigan. We were also in St. Clair on Sunday. But tonight we're going to be in Caledonia, Michigan. That is 3555 68th Street Southeast. 3555 68th Street Southeast. Again, Caledonia, Michigan. It starts at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to be in Marshall, Michigan. That will be 800 East Michigan Avenue, 800 East Michigan Avenue. And it's my understanding that both myself and the morning show host Tim Brown will be there as well for both dates. So I want to let you know what we're doing. We're out here doing the stuff, as we call it, read Mark 6:15, 16:15, also read Luke 19:10. And it's the Great Commission because we're following the Christ. And in doing so, friends, we become fishers of men. Read Matthew 4:19. So with that said, friends, if you do want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 9933. I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, if you don't mind, I'm just looking at a picture I just showed people on social media platforms, and I want to pull it up again, and I just noticed the intensity of the young people in giving the message, how alert they are. I do high school assemblies. There can be 3,500 students. There can be 2,000 students. There can be 1,000 students in these high school assemblies. There can be 500 students. There can be 200 students. There can be 50 students. They are intense, and they are glued in, friends. They are listening to the message of truth. There is not a greater time in the history of this country than for the American church to rise up. And I'm talking about real Christians to rise up, because the heathen as our inheritance are giving unto us if only we ask. And I'm thinking of Psalm 2, verse 8. I'm also thinking about when the Lord said not to pray that, that there's yet 4 months, but pray that the Lord of the harvest will send you forth into the labor fields. Oh, my goodness, friends, everywhere you go. And on top of all of that, friends, not just the greatest demographic in the United States of America as we know it concerning the high schools, but just think about this. We don't need to spend trillions of dollars concerning the American church anymore. You don't have to sow your money into those churches that are sending missionaries into other countries that are preaching the gospel there that they're unwilling to preach to their own kids in their backyard. Why do you say that? I'll tell you why I'm saying that. I'm in Michigan right now, preaching to you live from Michigan right now. I'm beginning to see the illegals bleed in. I'm seeing them with their tents on the sides of the road. I am seeing them going up and down the streets. Now they're beginning to bleed in all over America, friends. And don't think again for one moment, this is not planned. And the reason I'm going back now, dovetailing what I was just sharing with you, we don't need to send people to go to the mission fields. Why? Because now they're coming to you, Americans. Now they're coming to you. So your opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, law to grace, 90% law, 10% grace, Galatians 3:24, now is your prime opportunity in doing so, friends. Now is the time. Also wanted to let you know Christmas is coming up. If you'd like to check out any of the products per your request, we're not making our Father's house a den of thieves, but we are saying per your request, friends, there's much to choose from over on sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning the store that we have set up over there, because much of what we have to show you, friends, is what you desired for us to actually create for you. We have everything from coffee cups with resistance to tyranny as obedience to God to that of dog tags. You got a choice of silver. You got a choice of black. You got video series all led to the Christ, all leading to the Christ and equipping the people to know the times. There's T-shirts that are great conversational sparks, as well as our national slogan, to little bundles which we have concerning the soldier of the cross with the dog tags, the book, as well as the T-shirt. Now, the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because people need to understand that we need to know the time. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, so must we be ready for culture. So must we be ready for the influx of all those illegals coming into America today, friends, right now. I'm going to talk about this in just a moment. And we're talking about today as the saga continues. 1-866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the crown of Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I want to share with you really quick. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus. Amen? I need to make clear on what I'm about ready to share with you. Because I am not the guy that goes out there and tries to claim to be anything and never have, never will. Because I'm not that stupid. Let me give you a little story of John Bunyan. He is the author of Pilgrim's Progress. It was the best-selling book, second to the Bible worldwide during his time. It's still very popular today. A man came up to him and told him how awesome of a preacher he was, told him how eloquent of a preacher he was, so on and so forth. And John Bunyan, in his spiritual wisdom, looked back at him, and he said to him, thank you, but Satan already told me that. So in other words, he's not stupid enough to touch God's gold or his glory. And if you look at Scripture, there's a reason for that, that no flesh should glory in his presence. When the Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall, this is much of what I'm trying to equate it to right now and sharing the content that I'm going to share with you even now. Back in May of 2020, I had shared with the people, and this has happened, I can't tell you how many times, friends. I was sharing some of this stuff with some folks at church on Sunday that I did in St. Clair, Michigan, and I'm going to share it with you today. But in 2020, May of, I woke up that morning and I shared with you unwillingly but obediently, because I don't like to try to garner attention onto myself unless I know that the Lord is in on it concerning what it is that I'm garnering. And I woke up in May of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and what I seen is I seen a tsunami coming. And I shared that with you, apprehensively. And I want to tell you why, because I see too many false prophets out there doing their best to garner attention. Their words never come to pass. If you look at Deuteronomy 13 and 17, you'll notice the difference between the false prophets and the real prophets. And again, I operate in the gift in which I'm about ready to share with you quite a bit. So when I had the dream, I woke up. I got to tell you, when I get these, there's much fear that comes with it. Why? Because it's almost as if you can reach out and touch it. It's so tangible. And as I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, when I get it, I don't care if the whole world stands against me and tells me I'm wrong about what I'm telling you. When I get it from the Lord, I got it, and I'm telling you, it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. Why? Because I know that the Lord put it in me. And what the Lord puts in me prophetically, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me neither. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. But when I had that dream, I woke up and I told my wife instantly, I said, I had another dream. And she goes, great. What was this one about? Because she's seen him come to pass before. And when I get prophetic words from the Lord, it's never the way that you see it in America today. It's not all fluffy. It's not as if there's no warfare that comes with it. No, when the word of the Lord comes prophetically, there's faith that's laid on it. And guess what's laid on real faith? The cross. And guess what comes with that? A warfare. So you're not going to get out of it. And so going back to the dream, I wake up, I see a tsunami coming in, and I seen one little wave come in. And as I seen that little wave come in, I knew exactly what it was. It was where we were at, because it was the beginning of a tsunami that was going to come in and wipe everything out if the people didn't respond. And I seen a little bit bigger of a wave behind that one coming in. And I knew that's where the people needed to stop. The people worldwide had to stand up and stop it right there. And much of it has been stopped. But I also noticed that there was another wave behind that one coming in, and that's the one that was going to wipe everything out. Now, I just want to show you this, lest you think I'm creating anything, because I know how the world and my enemy loves to put words in my mouth. Again, notice what I wrote right on the top there. I'm not claiming to be anyone or anything special. It's just time for me as I've been led, and the word led means to be driven, or can I add Preston's spirit, to share with you after 22 years of ministry what the Lord showed me. Notice the date right here, May 2nd, 2020. I'm just sharing with you folks the gifting that's in operation in this ministry. Nothing more, nothing less. This all goes back to the Lord. This is the function of the Holy Ghost. Well, what'd you bring that up for, Bradley? Because yesterday, or it was the day before, Tim Brown actually took the time to send me some information concerning an individual that claimed to have had a dream of tsunami. And if you look at it, it's dated December 5th, 2023. So what I'm telling you, folks, I know we're onto something, and when the Lord prophetically shows something to us, regardless if anybody, hey, folks, try the word, try the spirits. That's what the Bible tells us, 1 John 4:4. Again, read Deuteronomy 13 and 17, because the trying goes with this boy that you're listening to before it does anybody else, because I don't want to be amongst the lot of those that prophesy something to you that is completely false or erroneous. Okay? But this just came out. Tim Brown sent this over to me, and it was on December 5th, another tsunami prophecy. When will America, the American people, start to listen to the warnings, friends? Folks, I got to tell you, and again, this is not in my mind to share this with you, but I need to share it with you. I cannot tell you how many times the Lord has used me in this office to share with people concerning words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecy, things to come, so on and so forth, or situations that are around people. One of the things I do know is that the Lord is a back watcher. And when the Lord sends people gifted in such a fashion, he's there to warn you concerning what's coming. Okay? And you can take that over to Luke 13:35. The Lord said, you stone those that are sent unto you. You don't listen to them. And then the Lord said, I would have protected you, but you didn't want to listen to me. You didn't know the time of the Lord. And now you're going to fall to judgment. And it's funny that I'm saying this because just yesterday I was talking to my wife right after the event that we did in KPAC. And I said to her, I feel like Jeremiah, who says, I don't want to say anything anymore. Because people are as tired of hearing what I have to say as I am tired of saying it. But I know that with this gifting, I know that either the people are going to take heed to it or they're going to fall to damnation. And I'm talking about the natural man, and the natural state is where is the spiritual man and the spiritual state. My message is one that you're either going to reject or you're going to accept. One's going to be a blessing and one's going to be a curse. There is no in-between. And I told my wife last night, I said, I feel like Jeremiah where he just said, I've had it. I don't want to say anything anymore. I'm frustrated. I'm pulling my hair out of my head. Well, that's me very much. And then I thought, as the Holy Ghost just heard my griping, my complaining, and my whining for a few short moments, I also remember Jeremiah, yes, he did complain, and he said he wasn't going to speak the word of the Lord anymore. And before he knew it, he said that the word was a fire shut up in his bones that it had to come out. But I want you to consider something, America, because people didn't listen to that prophetic voice concerning Jeremiah. He warned him for 70 years, and what happened? At the end of 70 years, because the people didn't listen to the warnings, there was a book of what? Lamentations that was written. If you've not taken the time to read Lamentations, folks, I strongly suggest that you do so, because I am telling you right now, we went from 3 years ago to somebody coming right on my tail and saying on December 5th of this year, I don't know who this guy is. I just know that he's right. Now, I don't know how he's getting it or, and I'm talking about how he receives it or what his giftings are, or what kind of a prophetic duty is, because there's different mantles. But I can tell you, folks, he's nailing it concerning what he's getting. Now, the way he's talking about it in his prophecy is that it's going to come as a natural tsunami. I don't see it happening that way at all. I take it metaphorically. And I'm talking and listening to the Lord about how the judgments are going to come. So with that said, friends, I'm going to unleash myself after this segment, and I'm going to bring you concerning what's happening in your country as the saga continues.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News Update. Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Now, this comes as there is a huge rise in anti-Semitism across the country. Shots fired outside Temple Israel, a synagogue in Albany, New York. Police say the shooter shouting "Free Palestine." In other news, tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, I'm actually just getting this little thought here real quick, and I want to share it with you before we start to literally rock and roll the content for today's show. But I did want, in process of that, I'm digging it up right now, and again, I wanted to share with you what, in fact, is happening across the country. And we have one guy, he's an attorney general, and he's from a different state, and he's actually standing up and doing something about what's going on concerning the illegalities of, as a matter of fact, here, I'll show it to you right now, the illegalities of that of censorship that's going on. And again, I want to show you, friends, it's important. Listen, as I shared with you yesterday, I'm thinking of the people that I was speaking to at KPAC. But I want to share with you the importance of understanding how history is repeating itself here. Dictators, the first thing they do is they censor free speech. The second thing they do is they throw their political opposition in jail. So we're seeing both of these things happen right now. But I want to show you, this is InfoWars just reported this. Texas AG Paxton sues U.S. State Department for conspiring to censor American media companies. Well, friends, I'm telling you what they're telling us now is what they've been doing for a long time. You know, I also want to tell you, isn't it interesting? And again, this will reflect upon the guilty party here in a big way. Isn't it interesting that pornography was illegal in this country all the way up until 1968? Okay? All the way up until 1968, it was illegal. You could go to jail for that. Okay? the mainstream media, along with the Supreme Court injustices and the powers that are tolerated by the American people, have now normalized the crime. Okay? It's interesting, speaking of censorship, people have to dig to find my content because we have been deplatformed by YouTube and by Facebook. We have nothing to do with Twitter because of their filthy stuff that appears on their website and their feed. But isn't it interesting, friends? We can't have media outlets across the country and making reference to the Word of God or the U.S. Constitution. Why? Because it exposes the very people that I'm highlighting right now. This is all the function of the CIA, friends. This is the function of those, again, that the people tolerate on a worldwide basis. Isn't it interesting that you have to dig to find my content? I had a lady at a church on last Thursday tell me, Bradley, she said, I'm not getting my alerts from Rumble that your show is up. She said, I kind of freaked out a little bit. She said, I had to go dig to find it. Hey, folks, why is pornography so readily available? Why is it that you can't actually get blockers for pornography when it comes to your kids? But don't worry about it. We're not going to let you see any content that Bradley has to share from the Bible or the U.S. Constitution. Does this not reflect the American people that tolerate such corrupt agencies, the alpha agencies in the United States of America, that are in fact continuously censoring free speech? Liberty is, again, the right to do what the law permits, not to do whatever you want to do. Folks, these federal agencies that are being created are subversive to American government, and they're operating in a subversive manner because they're not operating lawfully in the United States of America. Americans, when you look to your government, if you've not taken the time to read the Constitution to know the difference, I'm here to tell you that 95 to 98% of what they are doing is not their function or purpose in any sense of the word, but they're doing it anyways. I just want you to see that they are not retracting. They are pushing forward on more censorship. We are in some seriously dangerous times, and Americans, you need to realize that this is happening now in your backyard. It's been going on for some time. And in the process of listening to pertinent information in which we need, what are we riddled with? We're riddled with those today's conservatives that are fueling the divide and conquer narrative, aren't we? What are they doing? They're highlighting the appeasers. I brought this up for a short moment yesterday where Rand Paul's raising questions about Fauci's role in the cover-up of the COVID origins. Can you imagine how much money Rand Paul has raised on top of his already income, his salary of $223,500, by fleecing his constituents, telling them, listen, Fauci's lying. I got him. Americans, this is how you're being distracted. Where's the justice? He kicked the can down the road. We're talking 3 years later, and Rand Paul still chasing Anthony Fauci, but yet there's no justice for Anthony Fauci. Why is that? Because Rand Paul's doing nothing but giving cover as an accomplice to the very crimes of an Anthony Fauci. Remember, his wife was going behind the back. Rand Paul, his wife was going behind the backs of the American, his constituents, as he's grilling Anthony Fauci. And what is he doing, friends? Well, his wife is, in fact, going behind our backs. And what is he doing there? What is she doing there? She's buying stocks in Remdesivir. Americans, you got to understand what is happening here. Let's not stop there. I got some brand new information for you. Again, friends, this is all brand new, of course. But look at this. Well, you're being distracted again concerning that of Hunter Biden in the probe. Do you see, Americans, how they're constantly kicking the can down the road? Compromised and extorted Jim Jordan celebrates new development in Hunter Biden probe. Hey, folks, How long has this probe been going on? I mean, I gotta know. Somebody's gotta tell me. How long has this probe been going on? Here it is. Where is the justice, American? These are distractors. I have to laugh. Like I was just talking about Jeremiah earlier. You pull your head out, your hair out of your head. Jim Jordan is nothing but an appointed, controlled operative to appease the American people into causing you to believe that somehow or another he's doing his job. But yet there's no justice. And yet there is no justice. Did you hear what I said? Here's another one for you. I highlighted this quickly. Gold bars are found in Bob Menendez's home, previously belonged to New Jersey businessmen accused of bribing him, saith the FBI. They're using all of these distractors to keep your eyes off of what? The fact that America, you are the ones that are under attack. That's what they're trying to keep you distracted from. That's why they have these controlled operatives in front of you, because they want you to be appeased. They want you to believe somebody's taking care of the problem when in fact they're not. And if you would come to the conclusion that they're extorted men, they're compromised men, you would understand why there's never justice, because they're just as guilty as the one that they're trying to protect. Hey, folks, if it's not this, what is it? Well, you get to watch Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis sit there and accuse each other of what they're both guilty of. And the sad part about it is most of you people don't understand what the Lord meant when he said, come out from among them and be separate. Shut your TV off. These are all clowns in the circus of politics. Now, let me tee up the next point that I want to make here, because this is the one that they're trying to distract you from. I've highlighted the fact over the last couple of days, over 10,000 military-aged men have crossed into the southern border alone. There's the tsunami, in part. 10,000 military-aged men have crossed into the borders of America, all being let in and allured by your governors, by your mayors, and the said president of the United States of America. Hey, folks, you can't make this up. These people have no shame. Who they want you to believe has 40% favor in the United States of America, yet when he's on the campaign trail, not one person shows up in support. All these polling friends, beware of them. They're all contrived. They're all fabricated, created to get you to be divided once again. But this is what they're trying to keep your minds off of, friends. Remember what I'm showing you right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, SOL Radio, live, subscribe, or beforeitsnews.com. I want to show you what happens to countries that are infiltrated and invaded by illegals. And what they do is they put in a police state because the people in those prospective countries say, listen, we need more police on the state, not realizing that they're falling into the very trap that the said powers that are tolerated have set for themselves. That's the first thing they do. And then what they do, friends, is they begin to hand it over to those that are in their countries illegally invading it. Then what they do is they begin to destroy those communities. Why? Because they're bringing their cultures with them. This one that I'm showing you online right now just happens to be that of France alone. Once they come in, this right here, where you're seeing all these tents, is exactly what I just seen in Michigan this morning. Exactly what I just seen in Michigan. Then they become a threat to law enforcement, because the purpose is to bring them in, to use them as a battering ram to upend that former or that form of government that is established through. Then what we do is we begin to see them rise up against the people in the communities, the cities, and the current states. In those respective countries throughout the United States of America. This is what's happening right now. I shared with you yesterday, friends, that Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb said every illegal alien crossing borders received a $5,000 gift certificate.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks. I wanted to highlight some of the feedback that I'm seeing out there on social media platforms right now. I just noticed someone is talking about not going into the big cities and the such. Well, I'm here to tell you right now that is not what America needs. We don't need you taking your counsel from your fears and the fears of men in consequence. This is the time where we fear the Lord and we go to battle. This is the time that we stand up to what's going on, because these are not issues that you're going to be able to run from. Matter of fact, if you read Amos 6:3, the only thing that your cowardice, your tolerance, and your apathy are bringing, you're bringing them to your front door by running away from it. Again, let me remind you, you can run, but you cannot hide. This is going to come to your front door. I've been warning the American people for 20 years on this radio broadcast of where exactly we are today. Nobody wanted to listen, and now here we are. Now the next option is to run, really. It's interesting when you look at Psalm 78, verse 9, it says, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Why? Verse 10, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and his wonders that he showed them. See, they're not, again, they're not born of the Spirit of God. Folks, they're professors. They're capitulators. They're not needed in this time. They're not worthy of the freedoms that they have. I don't care if this offends you or not. It's true. Offend, by the way, in Webster's 1828, actually defines out as offending God and transgressing his law. And I want to remind everybody right now that's talking in such a fearful manner of consequence, you have garnered this. You've invited this into your country. Fearful men and fearful women are the first ones to go to judgment. And when you read Revelation 21, starting in verse 8, the first ones that go to judgment are the fearful. And it's you that are responsible for the condition of the country, and yet you listen to this show every day, and the only thing that you do is precipitate more of it. You invite more of it. Again, this is not what America needs right now. What America needs right now are those that understand who they are in Christ. I was just highlighting during the last segment as to how Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb warned the American people, piggyback to what we have been warning you of for a long time on this radio broadcast, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that every illegal is being allured. They're being incentivized. Your government is stealing your money and giving it to illegals by giving them a $5,000 gift card. They're giving them plane tickets to the city of their choice, and they're also given cell phones, okay? Now, I showed you the state of France just as one country concerning those that have been invaded by those from the Middle East, okay? And I want you to remember what I showed you, because they disrupted France in such a fashion, as I said, not only to put military-style police on the streets to create a police state, but as they're inviting these illegals over, they found that the illegals are actually bringing their culture with them. Okay, great, yeah. Just wait a second. I showed it to you for a reason. I also highlighted the fact that Border Patrol has had 22,000 illegal immigrants in custody after releasing thousands back into America. This is your government. This is the government that you're tolerating. This is the lawlessness, friends, that they're exhibiting. I also highlighted the other day, friends, federal agents say that they're stuck babysitting illegal immigrants instead of actually lawfully dealing with them. Hey, folks, your representatives work for you. You do not work for them. There is nobody in their right mind in this country that hasn't sold their soul the way that Judas did in selling out the Christ for 30 pieces of silver in Luke 22:48. Anybody in their right mind is not saying, yes, bring illegals into our country. If they're coming in illegally, we want more of that lawlessness. Please bring them in. Don, we took the time to share with you as well, friends, on the war room. Boots on the ground, a reporter that was on the southern border that found out that Joe Biden's criminal administration is bartering with drug cartels and Mexican cartels, telling people to get into America, and if they don't, they will be disemboweled, quote, unquote. This is what's happening. Well, that's happening there. No. I'm not talking about what's happening there. I'm talking about what's happening in your backyard. See, the responsibility that so many refuse to take before the Lord in obliging them with the love that they confess and actually doing something about the issue, I want to tell you something, friends. What I'm going to show you next is exactly what the American people have garnered. I'm talking to you, Americans. The Daily Caller just highlighted, I'm going to show this to you on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, National Monument in America covered in feces and trash thanks to surge of illegal immigrants. I told you already, they're coming here. This is in America. Okay? You're seeing trash all over the place. What you're seeing here, friends, is trash and human feces. This is what the illegals are bringing with them into America, even as we speak. What they did to France, what they did to Germany, and what they're doing there is exactly what they're going to do here. Americans do not realize that not all of them, but many of them, hate your guts. Because, might I remind you that they hate your guts, Americans, because, again, of what you've tolerated concerning your said politicians to do to their country. Was this purposed? Absolutely. Is this the wrath of God that abides upon the country of disobedience? Absolutely. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Folks, you're allowing this to happen, and now it's happening. Now, here's the good news. I know in America, people don't want to listen until it's too late. Well, not everybody's that way. Let me rest assured, that's just not the case. I see them all day long at these events across the country concerning a grassroots level of people that are wide awake as to what's going on, and they're doing something about it lawfully. But I want you to understand that in France and in Germany, as we've seen in Canada, as we see in New Zealand, as we see all over the world, friends, foreign countries and foreigners are rising up lawfully against the dictates of the dictators and the tyrant wannabes in their prospective countries. And listen to me carefully, and rightfully so. And rightfully so. Everybody's acting out in these foreign countries as if they're the posterity of our forefathers. And yet Americans are fast asleep back at the football games, back at the casinos, watching their pornography, watching Hollywood demoralize their countries, their minds, and their hearts as well. They're right back to their idolatry because they think that this is all over with. Nope. I'm here to tell you, it's not all over with. You know that tsunami I was talking about? It's coming in. It's coming in right now, and it's time for the American people to repent and put their faith in Christ. Read Acts 20, verse 21, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Read Exodus 20 and read Hebrews 12:2. You can also look at John 8, the whole chapter. Also Mark 10, starting in verse 16, and go to the end of the chapter. You'll understand what I'm talking about. It's time Americans get the spirit of our forefathers on them while you still have time to do so. I'm over here doing what I can do. You see how they're attacking me. You see how they're harassing us, demonizing us through the mainstream media, how they're censoring us through the mainstream media. And I'm just a front person, friends, concerning what it is that they mean to do to you. Once guys like me are gone, you're done. You're done. Unless you comply, at least momentarily. Americans, we need Christian patriots and real conservatives, one and the same, which are extracted from Christ. We're called to be the light of the world. We're not called to take our light and hide it under a bushel or under a bed. We're to take it to the highest point, and we're to let the world see the light that they might glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Read Matthew 5:16 when you get a moment. Read John 15:8 when you get a moment. I want to reiterate this point before the end of the show today. We're going to be at Caledonia, Michigan tonight at 6 o'clock, 3555 68th Street Southeast in Michigan. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock. Caledonia, Michigan, 3555 68th Street Southeast, and we will see you tonight. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and again, we'll talk to you in just 23 hours. See you.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.